That's why they call Jesus the suffering servant. He didn't come on a knight in shining armor to save the day and all of us could celebrate him and put him on a pedestal and say, look at he's our victor. He's the mighty one. He's the son of David. And we know what David did, right? David was a king, right? We know David ruled with an iron fist. But Jesus, this Jesus fella, he's going to submit to torture? He's going to submit to being put on a cross? He must not be the Son of God.
The endearing crowd became an angry mob. Why? I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and ask God to come into your life and to make you whole. Father, we pray that you will continue to use us in a mighty way. It's not over until it's over. Until our bodies have totally expended of this fleshly existence and we put on the spiritual clothes. Our mission is not finished. Our mission is to be Christ-like to one another. Our mission is to love one another. Our mission is to resist the angry mob syndrome. To look to our fellow man and woman with respect, with love. And our wish is to get in the game. Be part of the game. Not become a spectator and watch someone else do all the work and do all the fighting, but get in the game and be part of the movement so that we can take the palms and say, Hosanna in the highest. No matter what happens in our lives, let us continue to be in remembrance of this day when Jesus came into the city of David. But also let us remember the pain and suffering that he endured because we failed him. Because we shouted, crucify him. Give us a second chance to make a difference. As we saw when Jesus died on the cross, we saw the curtains torn. We saw the centurion saying, well, this is well and truly the Son of God. And all of those went back to their homes weeping for not seeing the truth. May we share the story and the truth of Jesus Christ. And may we confess that Christ is our Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.